One of my favorite stories about the family is about a mother who had two sons who were borderline incorrigibles. They had challenged her at every area of her attempts at discipline, and they seemed to be getting worse and worse instead of better. She had consulted with all of the child psychologists that she knew. She had read every book on child rearing that she could find. She had listened to cassettes and gone to seminars, but nothing seemed to help. The boys simply kept testing her at every point, and she was exasperated. One day she was talking to her neighbor across the backyard fence, and her neighbor said, "You know, when my son was the age of your two boys, why, he gave me a lot of trouble too. And I want you to know that I finally, as a last resort, consulted with my pastor. And he counseled with my son, and I don't know what he said, but I know this, from the moment he met with him, he was never the same." Well, all of a sudden, a flicker of hope began to burn in the heart of this mother, and she said, "Do you suppose your pastor would see our boys? Of course, you know, we don't go to church much, but do you suppose he'd see him?" And the lady said, "I'm sure he would. He's a gracious, generous man. He'd be glad to see him." So she made an appointment at the local church and took her two boys down there. She deposited the little one in the waiting room, took her oldest son in to meet the pastor, and then she went out in the car to wait. The older boy went in and sat down across the desk from this pastor, who was from a rather liturgical church. He had just had a service, and he had on his long black robe. The young boy was overwhelmed by the awesome situation. He sat there, and the pastor looked at him for a few moments and then said, "Young man, where is God?" Well, it just freaked the kid out. I mean, he didn't know what to think. That's the last thing in the world he expected to hear from the pastor, and he didn't know what to do. He just sat there and looked around. Well, the pastor was a little bit taken back that the young man didn't answer him, and so he said to him again with more authority, "Young man, I said, where is God?" Well, the little boy looked around at all the things that were hanging on the walls and the artifacts in the room, and he didn't know what to say. He was stunned. Finally, the preacher was getting a little bit angry, and so this time, with a bit of an edge in his voice, he said, "Young man, I said, where is God?" The boy jumped up, ran out of the preacher's office, grabbed his kid brother by the hand, took off for the car, and he was heard to say as he left the building, "Come on, Johnny, let's get out of here. They've lost God, and they're trying to pin it on us."